The color of the egg yolk is
yellow.
If you put eggs in a pot full of water and put them on the stove and cook them for about 10 minutes, you make what? Boil them for about 10 minutes. You call that?
Boiled eggs.
Okay. What about poached eggs? What are they?
When you just break them in hot water. The little thing. I've got a poacher, just break it in the little pan over the hot water.
I see. What about back when people used to kill their own hogs a lot, they had a meat that was white, kind of meat that was real salty. They call that what? You ever hear the term salt pork?
Yeah.
Okay. What about hog meat with a whole lot of lean in it?
That's ham.
Okay. If it's got some lean and some fat, it would be what?
Bacon.
Okay, and if it doesn't have any lean at all, it would be what?
Pork chops.
Well, they have some lean. If it was just all fat, would there be any term for it? I don't know, Warren. What about on bacon? I don't know whether they have it now or not, but back when people used to cut their own bacon and they cut it in slices, and the skin of the hog would be up here, and when you fried it, it would be real hard, and a lot of people wouldn't eat that. They'd say, well, I can't eat the...
Right. Right.
Okay. When you take, let's see, when you take pork and grind it up and mix spices with it and everything and stuff it into a sop and then...
Substance.
Okay. And a man who makes sausage and things like that nowadays is a you go to the grocery store and you...
Butcher.
Okay. And meat, when it goes bad, you would say, well, I can't eat that meat,
it's spoiled.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term head cheese? You ever heard that term?
Maybe
I have. Okay. How about souse meat?
Yeah, I've heard that.
All right, what is souse meat?
I believe they make that out of feet and head, don't they? I never could learn to love it.
No. What about butter when it goes bad? You'd say, well, that butter is...
rancid.
Okay. When milk goes bad and gets sour and has lumps in it, you would say that milk has...
clabbered.
Okay. And what about a dish or a food that's made out of clabbered milk?
Cottage cheese.
Okay. Back when people milked their own cows, after you got the milk, to get the impurities out, you'd stretch a piece of cloth over it and do what to the milk?
Drain it.
Okay. What about apple or blackberry or some kind of fruit baked in a deep dish?
A cobbler.
Okay. And how do you prepare that?
Well, you put your dough in. Some have a bottom crust and some don't. Just drop dumplings in, you know, out of the dough, and then put a crust over the top and put butter over there.
And then just
cook it on the inside.
What about a sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding or something?
It wouldn't be molasses.
No, just something that you might make especially for the pudding.
Sauce.
I couldn't get that to come out clear the way I meant for you. What about food that you might eat between meals?
Snack.
Okay. Talking about the word eat, you might say every day we...
eat.
Yesterday we...
ate.
And how many meals have you...
eaten.
Okay. What is it that's... hot drink that a lot of people drink in the morning?
Coffee.
Okay. And if you were going to offer somebody some coffee, you might say, well, I am going to